Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think everybody should really enjoy taking this this guy down and this stock down. And because of the example it will set, the only way to stop that is if the people who have the money are afraid of us. We have to make them really afraid. And what's happening now with Musk is making them very afraid. And that's a good thing.
So that's that washed up actor, John Cusack, who is sitting there in his basement somewhere or between his bunk beds, making an announcement that who's we? Who are you addressing? That we have to go make Tesla owners and Elon Musk very afraid. Now, is that a threat? I believe that's a threat. People don't think that's a threat. I think that's absolutely a threat. They even picked out a date. March 29th. What are you going to do? You're already firebombing dealerships, throwing Molotov cocktails through glass windows, putting graffiti on people in random suburban neighborhoods, let alone smashing their cars when they go shopping. Tyrus, you're here, Fox Nation host, of course, author of Enough Stuff, host of Maintaining Tyrus on Outkick. You see him every night just about on Gutfeld, and he's going to be on One Nation, a career-defining appearance, according to reports, Sunday at 10 o'clock.
That was from the Kilmeade Press, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And by the way, what was it? Enough. What did you say? Enough? What was that?
What did I say?
He gave me a new cover for a new book. It's Enough Said, but he gave me an idea. He said something else. Enough. It was good. What was it? Enough Stuff. That'll
did
be book three. Thank
stuff?
You. You coined a phrase here.
So, Eric, you're just talking to my guests? You're circumventing me?
Eric and I are solid.
All right.
You know, when I filled in for you. By the way, congratulations on the record-breaking numbers that day.
So, Tyrus, what do you think about that? I mean, I'm outraged by this.
I'm as angry as you are, and I think it's good that you're showing this part of your personality because it is ridiculous. It is. But I want – this is the one administration where I don't think this is going to be tolerated. And this is – why is this not a hate crime? Why are they not being – if it's domestic terrorism, there's a great place called Guantanamo Bay. Like, they need to be treated as – and the people who are fanning these flames, they're liable. And there should be lawsuits. And it should be – everyday Americans should be like, from what I saw, they should be suing The Daily Show, who's trying to make jokes out of it, or Kimmel, who comes out and they're basically – saying it's okay to attack someone when things don't go your way.
Yeah.
Could you imagine when the horrible things that were happening to people on conservatives on Facebook and you made the wrong post, you could lose your job if you stood up against vaccine.
Yeah.
How many of Facebook's buildings were burned down? How many of the owner of Facebook's companies were attacked? When we didn't like something, we didn't buy it.
Yeah, Bud Light.
Bud Light, we didn't approve it. We didn't like it, so we didn't buy it. You do that all day. Don't buy a Tesla. If you have an issue, with it, but the fact that they're fanning flames, if we were saying that to encourage things like that, well, Fox would have us off the air. We wouldn't be on the air.
Oh,
the
yeah.
fact that they're allowed to be on the air and continue to do this just shows how far up.
So I see media. I picked up something I said this morning, and I said, you have Crockett saying this is going to be a great day on the 29th. Give me a favor. Take them down. What does that mean? Take them down.
Exactly.
What did Cusack just say? He said, make them scared.
Yeah.
So how is that not a threat? And guess what? They are blowing things up.
Yeah.
They're blowing things up right now.
And not just – and they're blowing – okay, here's another thing that people don't know about the smart cars, like the Teslas. Those fires are extremely hard to put out because of the lithium
it's
batteries.
A great point.
And a lot of fire departments do
poisonous
not have
–
they're poisonous, and they need a special blanket to put those fires out because they're so intense and so hot that a lot of times water's not going to do it. That you have to wait for them to finish burning, which could lead to other cars, explosions, etc. So it's very difficult on the fire department. It's very difficult on the people who are there in the building. You're not hurting Elon Musk. Like, that's the part where it drives me insane. He's not feeling your pinch. His frustration, his concern is for his employees. This is an American company. So he could pull off all this stuff and go build in China or wherever the hell he wanted to do, and it wouldn't hurt him at all, but it would hurt the American people. And where's their argument? Cusack says all this stuff. Please tell me what your argument is. What is the issue? that he's going to find where the money goes? Or is it because somehow it's connected to you? I think the people who yell the loudest are the ones that we should be putting under the microscope.
Do you think they're getting afraid of Trump? I mean, you think about this. They're not going after Trump anymore as like they used to. Well, they're going after Homan on immigration. They're going after Musk on Doge. Stephen Miller, when he pops up, they're trying to say that Marco Rubio's on the way out and Walt's on the way. But do you notice it went from a guy that was constantly targeted to like they're almost afraid, almost like it's not working. We're making him stronger. So we'll try to get the people around him.
Which would maybe get him off his game. You have to understand he has beaten them for the American people. Yeah. They had their moment. But I think it was a necessary moment. They had their small victory getting Biden in the office. And for 4 years, I think we all had to go through that. The frustration, the basically having a country without a leader or a bunch of interns running it. And I think that for everyone gave us perspective. We had four years with the Trump presidency and the things that he was saying that you could say it during that time, like, well, maybe he's exaggerating. Maybe he's being off. Then we had 4 years of living it, and now he's in, and he is a completely different. He's calm. He's relaxed. He's been through it. He's battle-tested. He doesn't fall for their traps anymore. So what they're trying to do is get Elon to fall for the trap or Miller to – now, Miller will go there. Miller will go there with you. Yeah, he's a firecracker. But they're trying – they tried it with RFK Jr. at Tulsi. They're trying to get those responses that they used to get out of Trump, because when you get those responses, that's the news cycle, and then you don't hear what Trump's saying. Because the news cycle is Tulsi Gabbard punched, such and such from whatever news source or whatever. So I think that's why they're going after. Plus, they're going after the money. And let's not be stupid. Listen, if I worked at the post office and I had in my bank account, I had $30 million, everyone would be saying I was crooked, right?
Absolutely.
And a postman makes about the same as a senator,
right?
Maybe a little less. So now we're seeing it. And this is where the money's going to go. And we're seeing where the money went to this, and these charities and all this other stuff that all seem to go back to family members and themselves and always seem to find a way back. So I think that's what the attacks are really about.
So, yeah, I think so, too. The last night, an important moment, it's got to continue. They brought out one of the guys on Laura Ingraham's show. Did you see it? And he's a Treasury Special Advisor, and he's with Doge. And they said, what are you seeing behind the scenes? So he sat down with Bessent and Laura, and he just said, this is what I'm seeing. This is what he says. He goes, right now I'm at the IRS. And this is what he found. Cut four.
Yeah, I've been brought in to look at the IRS's modernization program in particular, as well as the operations and maintenance budget. I really care a lot about this country. And this is a huge program that's currently 30 years behind schedule.
30
years.
And
it's already $15 billion over budget. So the goal is to take the IRS has some pretty legacy infrastructure. It's actually very similar to what banks have been using. It's old mainframes running COBOL and assembly. And the challenge has been, how do we migrate that to a modern system? Virtually every bank has already done this, but we're still using a lot of those same systems. And typically in industry, this takes a few years, maybe a few $100 million. And we're now 35 years into this program.
So he's not doing us a favor at the IRS. And they said, he goes, do you know they don't surge people on when tax day? So there's no more people working on tax day than there is on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's
the
thing.
Can't get anybody in the phone.
That's why, and when you do, it's an automated service. But that's what we're seeing. And that's why their messaging is so irresponsible, because we're spending so much time on the small percentage of people who believe the things that they hear out of these MSNBCs and CNNs and all that stuff. And then they go out and they apply it. So they're getting people to do what they want to do. And then you have these irresponsible senators saying, oh, for my birthday, do this and do that. It's just because of when everyone should be, hey, full disclosure, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's save money. Who should be against it unless the money that they're talking about has been profitable and it goes to the people who are fighting it the most? So I think when they talk about a billionaire and you have a 100 millionaire who's talking about the problem with billionaires and that 100 million also happens to be a senator, I think that's a bigger problem. It's about time we started going, hey.
So I've been watching Gutfeld especially. There's the first time ever.
I'm sorry. It's been particularly rough on you the last week.
Oh, I didn't see that. Has it been?
Yeah. So
usually you guys pick that out.
There was some shots.
So 15 years. I've never remembered Democrats fighting each other.
Yeah.
And now it's nonstop. And it was happening last night. But this one in particular stood out to me, because the only really tough guy that I know is Tim Walz. And finally, he's doing a podcast with my other idol, Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
And they were able to show their toughness last night, cut 15.
But I think this notion of, I think it's this notion of toxicity in masculinity needs to be separated. And I think it's been conflated. And I think we're going to have to work on that a little bit. And I think there's, look, there is a crisis.
I think some of us scare them. I think I scare them a little bit, why they spend so much time on it. No, I'm serious, because I can fix a truck. They know I'm not bullshit on this.
Yeah.
I'm not putting this in people's grill. I don't know if my identity is not hunting. My identity is not football coaching. My identity is not, you know, a beard and a truck.
So he is a real tough guy, and Republicans are afraid of him. You know, Republicans.
Yeah,
have they expressed this fear?
Listen, I'm going to say it. I don't think any of the Republicans or Democrats that we see, that any of us have any physical fear of. It's more of a, when maybe get their hands around our wallet, we get a little nervous.
But, I think afraid that he's not going to run.
But Walz, you know, I'm my identity. You push this down our throat. Your team tried to run you as the man's man.
Right.
There is sot after sot after sot of them talking about how he's a man's man and he wears flannels and he's outside. And yet, hey, listen, you're the one who took the dumb video holding a rifle like you never held one before. I'm the one who put him on blast when he was changing a clean air filter with another clean air filter in the truck. Tim, baby, if you got anyone to be mad at, look in the mirror or look at your team. They pushed who you were, and that's not who you are. It's okay to be a sensitive guy. You know, it's okay to be I volunteered coach for a little while, but I'm not a sports guy. Listen, your Madden performance against AOC gave us all the information that we needed. You even said a pick six was well planned and timed. Bruh, you're phony, and you try to trick the American people. So the only person you should be mad at is yourself.
So he's not aware of this. He's not aware of what a fool he looks like. And either is a guy I think you know, Mayor Glenn Jacobs, who's Kane.
Yeah.
He evidently has now challenged Tim Walz to a charity wrestling match, $10,000 to the charity of whoever wins. Now, Kane seems to be a big hulking guy. You know him?
Yeah, very well. He's a booker. Now, I just – listen, I get it.
What do you think?
I get enough attention in the world, but the first person to call him out was me. I jumped on the line on Twitter.
You said you'll fight?
I said, I'm your huckleberry. Like, hey, just say win. Wherever you want to do it. I even said on Gutfield, one hand. If I can't get him in one, hey, I'll move to Minnesota and I'll wear the flannels and start
waving. Did you hear back?
Hands. No, it fell on deaf ears. But Glenn, he's doing it in charity and wrestling. Because I misread the wrestling part. I thought he wanted to have an actual fight.
Oh, like, no.
You know, because he says you're afraid of us and he could kick everybody's ass, I believe.
Yes,
the term.
Yeah.
So I was let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's knuckle up. I was like, catch my fade. You know what that means. But Glenn wants to make it a charity because he's a giving guy. And but, you know, all it takes is a snap of the finger and he goes from Mayor Jacobs to Brother of Destruction Kane.
Have you met people in this world that are just unaware of what like how they're being perceived?
Yeah,
you
it's called totally... a wife.
No, she lets you know how you really be perceived.
Yeah, but you can never tell her.
Right.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I meet people that are just unaware, or they live the bubble. You get the bubble a lot.
Yeah.
People that, especially on social media, I try not to read good, bad, or indifferent comments because they all have their issues. But sometimes I'll see someone like, hey, what you need to do. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to bench 600 pounds, you need to roll your elbow here. And then you look at a picture of them and you're like, so where is this coming from? He's like, oh, well, you know, I used to go to the YMCA when I was 15. So.
But out of that ticket, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, I thought Harris was just going to run for governor and that would be she wouldn't even put her head out anymore. And it's him who thinks he's got the promising future. He thinks he's the face of the party.
I don't think Kamala will ever hold public office again.
Better not.
I don't think you can come back from – it wasn't that she was outfoxed.
Lost.
It wasn't that she lost. I think you can certainly lose an election and run a good election and still have credibility. But I think that this election was an exposure of her inability to lead, inability to communicate. And you have to be able to – you can be full of it. We got enough people that are full of it that can communicate. But when you're full of it and you can't communicate, I just don't – I don't see any – even in California is going through a metamorphosis right now. And our old buddy, the old hand signal captain,
Gavin Newsom,
he sees it.
Do you know they're $1 billion shy of balancing their budget, and that they decided to, I guess 4 years ago, to give everybody Medi-Cal?
Yep.
regardless of your immigration status, who has destroyed their system.
They bankrupt the country. State that is one of the biggest economies in the world. That's hard to do.
And they burned down the biggest city, yep. And they've been unable to rebuild
it. They can't rebuild because they're the bureaucrats and everything else is getting involved.
This is a consequential
time. That's the group that cuts the check. So finally in California, the group that was willing to be virtue signaling and just vote for their tent, they're now saying, oh, no, my life has been changed.
When we come back, Tyrus has been handled brackets of all-time presidents and how they're paired up. And I'm going to ask you, Tyrus, on the matchups that have been handed you in the spirit of March Madness, to tell me what president would beat what president. Back in a moment.
This week on the Brett Baer Podcast, my all-star panel weighs in on the top stories at home and abroad. Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich, Fox News senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram, and host of the Richard Fowler Show, Richard Fowler.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Hey, we are back. President of the United States now taking questions from the press who actually get a chance to do their jobs again. It's kind of interesting. All types of questions and answers, no filter. Tyrus is with us now. Tyrus, you have dates up here. It looks like 30 dates. But you have certain, Ingrid called you and said there's only a couple that have seats open available, right?
Yeah, well, the tickets go fast, and I was told today because we added some dates. Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is April 3rd, tickets are still available for that. And Middletown, Ohio, May 17th.
And I've been there. That is a great town.
That is a great town. I'm going to be in Ohio quite a bit because it looks like I'm got a couple more shows right before the big governor's election, which I think will be the world will probably be watching that. Yeah, I think Vivek got a good shot. I like Vivek.
Ohio's not easy.
No, it's not, because Ohio holds you to the test.
Is Tim Ryan going to hop in? He seems to be the guy that hops in every time.
I think we'll see, because with Doge and stuff, it might not be as profitable to run for office anymore.
And don't forget, you're going to be on One Nation. We'll put up.
Yes, we'll be on One Nation. Yep.
Sunday at 10 o'clock. So listen, I just handed you brackets for the all-time presidents.
All right, so tell us
the matchups and who do you think will win?
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't even this list. I'll highlight a couple, but I'm telling you right now, Abe Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. That fight is to a finish.
Right. But he had a back problem, and Lincoln was a wrestler.
They both had a death problem, so they're not going to make it. So looks like Andrew Jackson and Dwight Eisenhower will have a bye.
Why? They're not going to survive. Good point, Tyrus. I never thought about that.
So I take Andrew Jackson over Dwight Eisenhower just because.
Jackson's a scrapper, Eisenhower lived a pretty easy life.
Hey, you get on that $20 bill, you can do those things. And then George Washington and George Bush. This is tough. Because
Is it W or HW?
It's a W. W can throw.
Right.
I would stand back to back with him.
I don't think
Dana Perino's not with him.
And?
So I'm going to go with George Washington because.
Very good. We never knew his press secretary.
Yeah, we never knew his press secretary. Bill Clinton and Donald Trump.
Oh, I'll go Trump all the way.
I'll go Trump with that one.
Clinton is not a fighter.
No, not to mention that in President Trump's corner, I'm sure he would have lovely models and stuff, and Bill's game would be off.
Absolutely.
You know, not to mention Hillary would be
former
watching.
Accusers.
Yeah. You know, Hillary asking him to take the dive to push the cause. Ulysses S. Grant and Lyndon Johnson, Ulysses. Taft, shorter though.
You know, LBJ would have the reach.
He would have the reach, but Ulysses was a tough guy.
He slept on the outside.
And, you know, he's not afraid to whiskey it up and get after it.
Tyrus, we're going to have to leave it there.
Hold on, but I'm telling you, Teddy Roosevelt wins this in a wash.
Absolutely.
He dominates. Teddy Roosevelt wins. The man invented teddy bears from murdering grizzlies and making national parks. So I got Teddy Roosevelt as our national champion.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by Fox News contributor, Outkick columnist, and host of the Getting Hammered podcast, Mary Catherine Hamm. Available now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.